How can MSPs avoid unnecessary compliance? That topic on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
So if you think I'm going to tell you all the ways that you can avoid being compliant on today's episode, no, that's not what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about unnecessary compliance. That's the key word, unnecessary. And you may be asking, well, what's the difference between necessary and unnecessary compliance? Well, we're going to talk about that today because this is coming up, and that's not coming up in that precise context because no one's articulating it like necessary versus unnecessary compliance, but it is, and I would characterize it as such. The difference between those two terms is the difference of perspective and the difference of responsibility and obligation as a service provider. And specifically, I'm talking about the relationship of the MSP with the customer, your client. And there is we all know that there's a very deep relationship of trust and, shall we say, interdependency to some degree of MSP and client. And this has always existed. It always will exist as far as MSPs are concerned. So that's, you know, shouldn't surprise anybody. But as the stakes increase, the compliance stakes increase, shall we say, the inevitable urge to offload your risk as a customer to your MSP will arise. You will try to say to your MSP, just like you give them authority and responsibility, to take care of your business and IT needs, you then doesn't, you know, seem like a stretch to say, well, could you also take care of these compliance burdens I have? Would you mind taking them on instead of me? And that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're talking about when we talk about unnecessary compliance and whether MSPs are taking on unnecessarily the compliance of their customers that A, can't be transferred, and B, the MSPs should not try to take on because it's just going to be more confusing and a burden for them down the road. So let's get into it and talk about what we're dealing with here. First of all, there are undeniable things that the MSP and the customer both have in terms of compliance. What's an example of that, you might be asking? Well, okay, here's one. So data breach notification, right? Data breach notification is a concept that now is codified into law in all 50 states in the United States. Pretty sure it's in all the provinces, and it may even be federal in Canada. I'll have to check on that. It certainly is federalized across all EU member states through GDPR. I think that it is also either federalized at the Australian level, but I know it's in New South Wales and maybe across all of the states within Australia. The point is that it's everywhere. And data breach notification requirements or obligations apply equally to the customer as well as the MSP. So it doesn't matter. There's no distinction there of whether you have to or don't have to comply with that. You do. Everybody does. And so if the MSP is managing a client network and there is a data breach, you know, let's avoid the discussion whether it's the MSP's fault or it's the customer's fault or if nobody's fault, it just happened. The point is that there's a data breach requirement, right? There's an obligation to disclose that an event happened, and the MSP in many scenarios, almost invariably, is going to have to be involved with the client in discussing how to, A, finding out what happened, but B, disclosing that to somebody, or at least helping the client potentially, or the MSP themselves, having to disclose, hey, something happened here. This is what happened. This is what we're doing to prevent it. This is what was or was not accessed or breached or stolen or what have you. So these types of things are equally applicable to both MSP and client alike. That would be, I suppose, a definition of a necessary compliance requirement. It cannot be avoided. It cannot be transferred. There's no way that the MSP or the client can offload that. It can't. Who would take it on, even if they could, which they can't, but there's no other party or mechanism by which that entity, MSP or customer, can say, I no longer have to be responsible for complying with a data breach notification law, right? There's no insurance policy that allows them. There's no get out of jail free card. There's no special technology. There's no application. There's no special amulet that allows them to do that. They have to do it. Where it gets tricky and where the unnecessary compliance comes in is where the MSP's duties to the customer stop and the customer has compliance obligations that they try to get the MSP to take on as a burden, as an obligation. And that's where it gets really tricky, and that's where the unnecessary compliance comes into play. And I'm try to give you an example. One came up recently. A lot has been coming up over the last several months and years. But what I hear a lot about is it kind of comes down to hosting. And I know we've had a lot of discussions about hosting and compliance and certification and audit and when you need it, when you don't need it. But in terms of hosting, and I'll give you a good example of FedRAMP, right? So FedRAMP is a, for those of you who don't know, is a federal, United States federal kind of framework based off of NIST. Fundamentally, it's all boiled down to NIST. And it's their way of kind of making sure that the federal government customers are dealing with providers that are qualified to host and manage data and systems belonging to the federal government. And if a customer is, let's say, hosting in a co-location or in a cloud environment, and the customer has a FedRAMP compliance obligation, for example, I'm just going to be very generic here, and call it that. If the MSP is not hosting the data or in any other way has to comply with FedRAMP because they're not hosting the data, they're not really managing it, the customer in a number of cases that I've heard comes to the MSP and says, hey, would you help me become compliant with FedRAMP? What does that mean? Because in the scenarios that I have been subjected to where I've actually, heard the details, the MSP legitimately has no hosting or any other management entanglements with the customer and their FedRAMP environment. But they're being asked to help the customer become FedRAMP compliant by doing something. Now, here's what brings up the second point, which is the difference between kind of consulting and ongoing management. And I think that there is a role that MSPs could play in helping their customers become compliant with something else. Let's keep with FedRAMP, for example. Many MSPs offer consulting services, IT and business consulting services to their customers. Very common. And so I think that there could be a role for the MSPs to be a consultant to their customers to help them achieve a compliance state with something that does not otherwise involve the ongoing managed services of the MSP. I hope that makes sense, because that's a big distinction. Because if the MSP is actively involved in managing something or hosting something, then I think that there is a less of a chance that you can blur the lines between necessary and unnecessary compliance. And I'm going to try and come up with a more universal example, because FedRAMP may be kind of obscure for a lot of MSPs out there. Banks, credit, HIPAA is a good one. All right, so let's say that as an MSP, you help a customer with something that involves healthcare data, healthcare systems, and let's say that you do something. Maybe it's backup. Maybe it is basic monitoring and management of a system, whatever it may be. The customers, let's say in this scenario, being in healthcare, might, and in the United States, have a HIPAA compliance obligation, right? They have to comply with HIPAA. But let's say that the MSP, and so does the MSP also have to comply with HIPAA? Depends, but in many cases, yes. In that case, that would be a necessary compliance for the MSP to also comply with, because they have to, or they are already involved in management of an object or of data that is subject to a compliance legislation. And I think that that is really the operative trigger for determining what is necessary and unnecessary when it comes to compliance. And if it sounds confusing, I don't blame you, because it's part legal theory, it's part managed services policy, it's part public policy, it's in part things that we've never really contemplated, never litigated. These are new concepts that are in our society. But what I'm hearing more and more about today is that customers are coming to their MSPs for non-managed services environments and saying to them, hey, would you help me with this compliance problem I have? And the guidance, the help, if you want to call it, that we're offering today is this. Be very careful about what you are doing and how you do it when it comes to offering guidance for a customer's compliance request. If it's something that you are doing that's directly tied to a managed services offering, then I would probably say that it could very well likely be that you are also obligated to help achieve compliance. You may, in fact, be directly subjected to that compliance rule or requirement. Again, going back to the example of data breach notification, there's no way around it. That's necessary compliance for you as an MSP to follow. The HIPAA example I just used probably is also an example of that. But again, the distinction here is whether or not you as an MSP are offering managed services that are directly related to that. Similar to the FedRAMP, PCI is a really good example here, right? Of something that more often than not, doesn't mean 100% of the time, but more than likely, PCI is not something that MSPs are directly subjected to, meaning that most MSPs that I'm aware of don't have access, don't have direct access, don't have logical access, don't have physical access to systems that directly process credit card information and transactions, therefore requiring a direct full frontal PCI audit, right? Most MSPs I know at best need to fill out a PCI, it's called an SAQD form, so which is the self-assessment questionnaire for service providers. I think it's called SAQD. But it's something far less than a full PCI audit. And depending on what other audits or certifications the MSP may have, that should be more than sufficient for the vast number of scenarios that come up. Because again, most MSPs for risk and a variety of other reasons just generally do not get involved with direct management and oversight and access to servers and systems that have access to those credit card transaction processes. They may touch a lot of other things, but those things, because of the unique nature of them and the risk, again, generally, you don't see that a lot. So that's another example of a customer saying, hey, I'm being asked for a PCI audit. Would you... because I know you help me monitor and manage other parts of my network, would you help me become PCI compliant? And by the way, what would you mind going through the very costly and time involved process of getting PCI audited? Right, I've heard that a lot, where the MSP is asked almost like, I don't want to take this college entrance exam. Would you mind taking it for me? Maybe a little bit of a stretch here, but it does happen. The customer actually says, I don't want to be audited. Would you be audited instead of me, since you're already involved in this? And that's where you really have to look at, is this necessary compliance or unnecessary? Do I have access to your systems that you are being audited or being asked to be audited on, or to demonstrate compliance with? Or is it something that's kind of separate? If it's separate, then there's nothing wrong with you helping your customer prepare for an audit. There's nothing wrong with you giving consulting services to your customer to help them with their compliance, if it's relevant to you and if it's something that you feel competent to do. But I wouldn't, under any circumstances, just voluntarily say, I will obligate my MSP firm to take on that risk, because if it's not something that is properly transferable to you, you've just taken on risk. You don't get any reward for it. You're likely not charging for it, and there's no real upside to doing it. And more importantly, you've now confused matters potentially with you and the customer, and with the downstream auditors that the customer is involved with, right? Because there's almost always a compliance request coming from someone, the client's user, the client's user's auditor. You know, there's a lot of different people down the service supply chain line that may be asking these questions, and they get confused when you start to take on unnecessarily compliance risks and obligations that, quite frankly, should be properly applied elsewhere. And that's the message of the day. That's the moral of today's, you know, kind of lesson, is that this is happening more and more frequently. And so as MSPs, you need to be more and more aware of what these various compliance rules, legislations, certifications, and standards all mean. You need to understand, more importantly, not just what they mean, but how are they applied? And are they being reasonably applied to you as an MSP? Because the first thing that I see MSPs doing is they come to us and they say, hey, MSP Alliance, I've been told I need to get certified and or audited in some particular area, and almost never does it end up being exactly what the client wanted. Because almost always the client is relaying something that they don't understand, that they heard from somebody else, that someone else told them, and then all they did was just pass it along to the MSP because that's what they do for technical things. They just give it to the MSP. They'll know what to do. And that's the potential danger that MSPs need to be aware of and to try not to step into, because why do it? Why obligate yourself to unnecessary risk? Why take on that risk when you don't need to? And it's often better to have a very clear understanding, even an educational moment with your customers, to explain, hey, this is what FedRAMP means, or this is what PCI means, or this is what HIPAA means, and this is what your obligation is, and this is what our obligation is, or this is why we don't have any obligation in this scenario, because it's all on you and we don't do managed services for you in this area, or whatever the story may be. Having that conversation is really critical, and I would start having that conversation with your customers now. And be prepared to defend positions. Be prepared to say, yes, I will get audited if it's a legitimate need and I need to do it. But don't do it unnecessarily. Don't do it just because the customer is asking you, because in many cases, in my opinion, the customer doesn't understand fully what is being asked. And they think that it's just simply that something that they can transfer, just like they did their managed services. They transferred it to the MSP to manage for them on their behalf. And compliance, like many other things in life, there's some things you just cannot transfer. There's some things you cannot offload. There's some things you and you alone have to deal with. And that's the message of the day. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions related to compliance, if you've gone through some of these recent communications with your customers and want to share them on the program, definitely let us know. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com or send us a comment, give us a call. Always love to hear from you guys. Your feedback is incredibly important and we value it immensely. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.